Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today is going to be kind of a different episode. I just recorded it, just driving home right now. It's not a review, it's just my thoughts on why I do this podcast and why I love film and just film in general and film appreciation. So I hope you guys like it, and I'll catch you after the break. I love movies. I love talking about them. I love thinking about them. I love going to them in the theater. I love watching them at home. I love making podcasts about them. It truly is something that I'm passionate about, and that I think is important for society and important for me personally, because it's, for me personally, it's a way for me to escape my daily troubles or to, you know, just be entertained for a few hours or to, you know, I've had so many different experiences with films, good ones and bad ones, memorable ones. You know, I've cried, I've laughed. You know, I've been scared, I've been surprised at films. Films have this way and this power of kind of overcoming you and embracing you and sucking you into the world that the film is presenting to the audience. And it's something magical. You know, you hear a lot about the magic of filmmaking, and a lot of times it's about, you know, happy accidents that happen on set, or, you know, an actor really gets into a groove, really gets into the moment, and, you know, you can tell something magical is happening, or, you know, with their performance, or a writer gets, you know, struck, you know, with some kind of inspiration, and, you know, they just have this new story beat or this new scene that they add to the screenplay that really elevates the film to the next level. And, you know, that's the magic of filmmaking. But also the magic of filmmaking and the magic of film is its ability to make you forget, to hypnotize you. It really is like a form of... Good films hypnotize you. It's a form of, you know, hypnosis where... You know, there's this audience of, you know, anywhere from one to thousands, millions of people. Even if we just bring it down to just a single theater, you know, you could have hundreds or just 100 people in a dark room looking at images on the wall and hearing noises. And it's... You know, you get hypnotized, you get drawn in, you get sucked in, you forget where you parked your car, you forget your social security number, you forget that girl that broke up with you in high school and broke your heart, you forget, you know, all of that. You forget about the bills that you have to pay and how little money you have in your bank account or whatever. You forget about all of that. And you're just at the movies. You know, you're just sucked into this world. You're sucked into this different life. And it's just magical. It's hypnotizing. It's ethereal and spiritual even. You know, I've had legitimate spiritual experiences in a movie theater. You know, I've talked about it in my review of Arrival, Denis Villeneuve's, you know, extraterrestrial movie. That was a legitimate spiritual experience. I learned, you know, so much about life and about loss and about the cyclical nature of eternity from that film. Truly spiritual and deeply moving. And that is something that I don't think you can get anywhere else. It's something that's truly unique to filmmaking. And to go into the movies, you know, it's such an accessible art form. It's, you know, besides maybe music, I think maybe going to the movies is the most accessible art form that we have in our world today. You know, not everyone can go to the Louvre and see the Mona Lisa, you know, but everyone, every town, every little town has a theater, or at least one close by, you know, within less than an hour's drive of essentially almost anyone, at least in the United States, especially here in Las Vegas. You know, we're up to our eyeballs in movie theaters and, you know, inside of casinos out here. But, you know, it's just so accessible. And you don't even, you know, the best way to watch movies is to go to the theater, but you don't even have to. You know, you could be at home watching a movie, you know, on Netflix or Disney Plus or Hulu or whatever, you know. You've got physical media, DVDs, Blu-rays, you know. You've got all of that. It's so accessible now that you can watch anything, anytime, you know, whatever you want. It's out there and you can find it. And you can just get drawn in. You can just, you know, be a prop on that stage of, you know, the move. I don't even know where I was going with that. I'm trying to make a magician analogy, you know, like you could be the magician's assistant. You could be in the front row at this magic show and it's right at your fingertips at any moment of the day, at any time, you know, anywhere on your phone even. You know, that's probably the lowest way to experience, you know, film, is on your phone. But even still, between not seeing it and seeing it on your phone, you gotta choose to see it on your phone. You know, that's just the way I look at it. So I don't know. I just love film. I love the art form. You know, Roger Ebert, I think I said this before in a previous episode, Roger Ebert called it the most important art form ever devised by the human race. You know, how much higher praise can you get than that? You know, it's the most important art form ever devised by the human race is movies. And, you know, we take it because it's so accessible and because it's been around for, you know, 100 years, over 100 years, you know, we take it for granted sometimes. And I guess I just want this podcast and, you know, this passion that I have for film to recognize that and to shine a light on that and to hopefully, for myself and hopefully for you guys out there, that you don't take it for granted, that you don't, you know, just write it off as, you know, 2 hours of pastime, but that it, you know, it is artful. There is craftsmanship. And hard work that goes into making a film, even the bad ones. You know, films are, it's a miracle. I just read something on Twitter, that David Ayer, he wrote Training Day, and I think he wrote and directed End of Watch, and he directed, he wrote and directed Suicide Squad, the older one, from 2016, he said that all movies are miracles, and it truly is. It's so hard to make a movie, even the bad ones. It's so hard, and so much hard work and time and effort goes in to making a movie, that you just have to appreciate it. You have to at least appreciate the hard work that goes into a film, even if it's bad, even if you don't like it. And I just hope I can help you guys grow your appreciation for that hard work and for that dedication from the filmmakers, the actors, the writers, the directors. You know, I hope you guys keep following me on this journey of me expressing my joy for, you know, what is my thing that I'm most passionate about in this life is film and film appreciation and, you know, I just hope you guys can, I can open your eyes and just help you see what I see when I go to the movies. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes, and I will catch you next time.